This is Jay Sekulow. More opposition mounting to the president's plans in Syria.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
There's a pretty shocking video by the New York Times posted today. It's Syrian rebels executing captured Assad soldiers, gunshot to the back of the head, naked. If the U.S. attacks Syria, do those men in those videos become, by definition, our ally?
No. In fact, I believe that those men in those videos are disadvantaged by an American response to the chemical weapons use because it, in fact, empowers the moderate opposition.
I did not put this before Congress just as a political point or as symbolism. I put it before Congress because I could not honestly claim that the threat posed by Assad's use of chemical weapons on innocent civilians and women and children posed a imminent direct threat to the United States. In that situation, obviously, I don't worry about Congress. We do what we have to do to keep the American people safe.
He needs to persuade people. He needs to go on television. He cannot lead from behind. Americans expect their president to tell them why we're going to commit military force, why it's in the interest of our country, not the generalized interest of the rest of the world. Why is it in the interest of the United States to put our people on the line? He hasn't done that yet, and unless he does, then he will be in trouble politically.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This is not something that we are looking or using as an excuse for military action. As I said last night, I was elected to end wars, not start them.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Headlines reading throughout all the newspapers, major articles. Iran plots revenge if, in fact, there's an action taken in Syria. Syria rebels do withdraw from the ancient Christian town that we talked about yesterday. That's because Assad's forces, I guess, took over that region again. Syrian rebels say they'll pounce on Assad's forces if U.S. attacks. So on and on it goes, and the situation does not seem to be getting any better for the White House. In fact, it's getting worse. President saying there's no imminent threat to the United States still hasn't defined what a success is, nor has he defined what our interest is generally. President's talking about international norms, not international law. Jordan, I think that's very intentional. He's not saying international law here because, as we pointed out yesterday, Syria is not a signatory to those treaties.
Right. I mean, you've got the international norms at play here of gassing your own citizens. And though you don't have to be a signature to a treaty for the world to enforce those kind of norms. The fact is the world, there's a letter that is now coming out, you know, endorsing the U.S. condemnation and possibly even a strike by a number of countries. So that letter is coming out. But, it, you know, they are one of the countries on the letter voted not to be involved. The UK. So they're signing a letter saying they support us, but they're not willing to actually strike. And you've got some other Gulf states who, again, have an interest here because they are the predominantly Sunni countries who are allied with the U.S., the Saudi Arabians, the Qataris, Kuwaitis. And they, of course, don't like this Shia-backed Assad regime, even though Assad himself is an Alawite Muslim. So, again, you know, very complicated geopolitically, but the president, as all the reports are saying, is dropping the ball, which is why he, just before going on the air, has announced that he will address the nation on Tuesday about Syria.
Yeah, and fans, let's talk about what's happening on the Hill right now. It looks like there's going to be a Senate vote coming up and a House vote. What are you sensing? What are you hearing? I know you've been on the phone already this morning.
Yeah, he may still have the votes in the Senate, Jay, but my sense is he does not have the votes in the House. I think if that vote happened today, he would lose it. He's losing more members of both parties every day. And I've got to tell you, unless something changes, the United States House of Representatives is not with the president on this one.
Well, folks, we just want to make sure one thing, that Al-Qaeda doesn't get to become the beneficiary of this. So we don't want any U.S. support for Al-Qaeda. That means no Syrian engagement right now. Here's the number. It's 877-989-2255. We want you to sign on to that petition. Thousands have done so. 877-989-2255, already over 13,000 signatures, or ACLJ.org. So it's either ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. No support for Al-Qaeda in Syria.
The debate is intensifying over how America should react to the use of chemical weapons by Syria's Assad regime. President Obama has decided to take U.S. military action and is now seeking congressional approval. In a country where the current regime is as dangerous as the radical Islamists who are seeking power, there's much debate about what military action, if any, the U.S. should take against Syria's Assad regime. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging President Obama and Congress to prohibit using American weapons and American soldiers in any way that would advance the military interests of al-Qaeda or its jihadist allies in Syria. Add your name to this critical petition today. No U.S. support for al-Qaeda in Syria. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
Well, it's a tough situation, folks, in Syria, and it's getting worse by the moment. The rebels are al-Qaeda. Iran is basically the leadership of the Syrian government, the regime right now. Assad's regime is basically Iran. So you got a civil war between Iran and al-Qaeda, and we're going to get in the middle of this. I think it's a horrible idea. The president said there's no imminent threat to U.S. interests. We all condemn the utilization of chemical weapons. But I tell you, the congressional action on this that the president's asked for because there was no imminent threat has reached a critical point here, and maybe critical mass. You've got congressmen that were coming out in favor of legislation authorizing military action changing their mind. Let's talk about this one first. This is Congressman Michael Grimm from New York, number 27 here. He initially was in favor of action, correct, Than?
That's right, yes. He was in favor of it right out of the gate, actually.
And then he has really done a complete turnaround here. Listen to number 27.
Here's the reality. If we do strike and we find, say, let's just say a warehouse with sarin gas stockpiled and the roof is torn off, are we going to leave that sarin gas there, or are we going to be sending in my beloved Marine Corps, the Navy SEALs, to secure the area? Again, not to enter into combat, but to secure the area. I think the answer to that is absolutely, unequivocally, yes. What does that mean? It still means boots on the ground.
And Jordan, that's exactly what you said yesterday with that great legal analysis you did of the resolution. That scenario that Michael Grimm's talking about, Congressman Grimm's talking about, is exactly the situation.
That's right. I mean, when you look at the situation, first you go to the statement about changing the momentum on the battlefield, that we want to create favorable conditions to change that momentum. That would be momentum for the rebels in their favor. But if you look at the page before that, and that is the restrictions, that's the limitations on the authorization, here we go. The authority granted in Section 2A to the president does not authorize the use of the United States Armed Forces on the ground in Syria for the purpose of combat operations. And as we explained yesterday, for the purpose of combat operations is one thing. But what this doesn't say, so it would then authorize, is for the purpose of securing chemical weapons. And then, of course, combat could be a secondary incident to that. So the purpose of combat operations is one thing. The purpose of securing chemical weapons is another. So this doesn't say that armed forces will never be on the ground for any reason under this authorization. It means directly in combat against one of the sides. There's loopholes throughout. And so when you go to that and then you look at Section 2A, what's the purpose of all of this? So at first we hear that purpose, there's no combat operations. But under this, it says that the purpose of this is to make sure that there's no transfer to terrorist groups or non-state actors of any weapons of mass destruction. And as David French pointed out, who serves in our armed forces yesterday, you can't do that through the air.
Right.
You can't do that with drones. The only way to prevent the transfer to terrorist groups or other non-state actors within Syria of weapons of mass destruction is sending armed forces on the ground in Syria, not for the purpose of combat operations, that would be not approved by this, but for the purpose of securing those chemical weapons. So this would authorize, as read, boots on the ground in Syria, and it would be giving the president a green light to do just that.
Yeah, Judge Napolitano from Fox News, a former judge, looked at it the same way. Listen to what he had to say, number 28.
Two different people reading the resolution had two different conclusions.
Absolutely.
John Kerry said, no boots on the ground. John McCain said, regime change. Now, how can the same language give rise to two radically different interpretations unless the language is intentionally vague so as to unleash the president to do whatever he wants, notwithstanding Congress?
Well, there you have it. I mean, I think this is the political reality. This is what the resolution says, folks, and we've got to be really cautious on this. I think this is a huge mistake. I want to know your opinion. Going into Syria, to me, is engaging in the middle of a civil war between jihadist factions. And why we would pick sides on this makes absolutely no sense to me. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take some calls right now, Jordan. And again, if you want to talk to us on the air, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, Connie in Florida on line one. Connie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Connie.
Jay and Jordan, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, what could it hurt us for us not to get involved in this? And to think in that, you know, in the Bible it says if you're going to go to war, count the cost. And I really wonder if he has our best interests at heart.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the cost. You know, we have really wrestled with this. And it sounds like you listen to this program regularly, Connie. We have really wrestled with this. We've got military experts in our office on staff. David French, as Jordan mentioned, a major in the United States Army. Skip Ash, who's on his way to the region right now, our office in Jerusalem. It operates out of our Virginia office, but is actually on the way to Jerusalem for a national global security conference that he participates in, and will be working out of our Jerusalem office and meeting with a number of Israeli government officials. When you talk to him, I mean, this guy was a lieutenant colonel in the military. You've got to have clearly defined mission. And the problem here is we don't. There was the testimony that took place just 2 days ago with General Dempsey. And I'm going to play it for you. And this is the problem. You have to, if you're going to send your military men and women, and you've got to define your mission, what's the strategy? What are we trying to accomplish? Listen to number 15.
The answer to whether I support additional support for the moderate opposition is yes.
And this authorization will support those activities in addition to responding to the weapons of mass destruction.
I don't know how the resolution will evolve, but I support
that. What you're seeking. What is it you're seeking?
I can't answer that, what we're seeking.
There you have it. I mean, to me, that answers the question. So, folks, if you agree with us that we don't support Al-Qaeda, who is, in fact, in charge of most of the rebel opposition, at least a significant portion of it, then join with us on this petition. We're getting it to members of the Hill, and it's having an influence already. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to register your opposition. 13,000 people have contacted us in just a few days. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to oppose what President Obama is doing right now. And, Than, there has been a momentum shift on this, pretty dramatic in the last 24 hours. You said yesterday on the broadcast that you think we could influence the shift on this whole policy, and I think that's starting to happen.
No question about it. I mean, in the Senate, where senators only have to get reelected every 6 years, maybe not as much, Jay, but in the House, where those members are back in front of our listeners, in front of the American people, they're all facing reelection. They are all hearing from an overwhelming number of the American people who oppose this intervention. You talked about Michael Grimm from New York changing his mind. Jay, there were very few members of Congress that were in favor of this. Even they're starting to back off. So I think the vast majority of undecideds are now moving towards the no column. I would just say this quickly. The faction to watch is the far left wing of the Democrat Party. I think they are all opposed to this. The question will be whether or not the president puts the full court press on them to just get his back over their objections. If they don't step in and save this, Jay, I think it's going down in the House.
Well, let's take some more calls here. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yep, Steven in Florida on line three. Steven, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Steven.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
two issues that have not been addressed, and I think they're very, very important. Number one, who attacked the United States on our territory on September 11th?
Al-Qaeda.
19 Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Right.
What message are we sending to the radical Sunnis around the world that you can come in and attack our Pentagon, attack the World Trade
right.
Center, and then we're going to give you money, we're going to give you support, we're going to give you weapons? It's insanity.
I think it's preposterous. I mean, I for the life of me cannot figure out what the U.S. interest is in engaging. And there's more to it than that. You've got Al-Qaeda on one hand, which may not be 51%, but is a significant percentage. And I think Senator Kerry or Secretary of State Kerry said at least 25%. And then you got other jihadist groups in there. And then the Assad regime is backed by Iran. So this is a civil war right now between Al-Qaeda and Iran. And we are going to engage in the middle of this, which to me is just, Jordan, makes no sense. I think Stephen is absolutely right. We're forgetting who the enemy is because we won't define what they are.
Right. I mean, there was a great article today in Reuters about the tough spot Christians find themselves, one of the most ancient Christian villages in Syria, the one attacked by the Al-Qaeda rebels. And so ancient that people still speak Aramaic in this right. language. Right. I mean, this goes back to the times of Christ. There are inscriptions on the caves there from, I mean, those who are with Christ. And Al-Qaeda attacks, then the Syrian rebel leaders who work with them are able to convince them not to destroy the churches and to pull out of that area. Now, the Syrian government's saying that's not true. We came in and we killed them, that we fought them back. But here's what is most troubling about this. One, that it's a Christian village.
Right.
But two, you've got the Syrian opposition leader working with the al-Nusra Front, telling the al-Nusra Front, hey, lay off those churches. So these the moderate guys they're talking about are in discussion and working with
Al-Qaeda.
The guys in Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. It's interesting because in that BBC has an article on that same Christian village, and this is a quote from that article. Many Christians fear that if the secular government is overthrown, they will be targeted by Sunni jihadist rebels calling for the establishment of an Islamic state, and that Christian communities that have been in existence since the time of Christ will be destroyed. This is a real concern, folks. And if you want to make sure that these Christians get some level of protection, we're in a horrible situation. We don't back Al-Qaeda. We say no to Syrian engagement. So if you want to join with us on this, I encourage you to do so today. We're going to be taking these names to the Hill on Monday. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can sign on right now at 1-877-989-2255. The president asked for a Congress's opinion. We can influence that opinion. If you disagree with what the president wants to do, ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255 to sign the petition. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. The debate is intensifying over how America should react to the use of chemical weapons by Syria's Assad regime. President Obama has decided to take U.S. military action and is now seeking congressional approval. In a country where the current regime is as dangerous as the radical Islamists who are seeking power, there's much debate about what military action, if any, the U.S. should take against Syria's Assad regime. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging President Obama and Congress to prohibit using American weapons and American soldiers in any way that would advance the military interests of Al-Qaeda or its jihadist allies in Syria. Add your name to this critical petition today. No U.S. support for Al-Qaeda in Syria. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. I need to say a huge thank you to our ACLJ members from around the country. We were in a matching challenge last month, and we had a big goal to hit, which was we wanted to. Our last year, we raised in that month about $650,000. We wanted to raise at least $750,000. We did more than that. I'm just talking about online, folks. We had a huge response, and I want to say thank you. We cannot do it without you. And all these issues we're talking about, especially complicated as Syria, we've got a lot of really bright talent here and a lot of lawyers that have and government affairs people like Than and then Jordan on the legal side and Skip and David, who you hear from regularly in this broadcast, that really have expertise in this area. We've got the office in Jerusalem where Skip's on route to right now. David's on military duty this weekend. I mean, just understand the scope and breadth of what we've got, and we cannot do it without you. And I want to, again, thank those of you that have participated. And by the way, the easiest way to support the ACLJ is simply by going to aclj.org, making online contributions, or through Facebook and Twitter. We can get you guys there and start engaging with us on Facebook. We're really starting to build our Facebook presence. We want and other social media as well. We want to encourage you to help us on that regard. In that regard, so aclj.org or Facebook, like us and share it there. We've got a lot of calls. We're going to be here for another half hour, folks. Of course, but let's go ahead and take another call.
Timothy in Virginia, online for Timothy. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Timothy.
Hi there. Thanks for taking the call. I guess my question is, do we know for sure who released the chemicals? Because the rebels could have done it to try to get us to take action.
Well, I mean, here's what you got. I mean, that's a very valid question, and I think we have inconclusive evidence. A lot of people think in the United States, certainly the United States intelligence community thinks that it was the Assad regime. The Russians, who backed the Assad regime, say, no. They've issued a 100-page report saying it's the rebels. It's awful, period. I wouldn't trust either. Listen, here's the problem. Either one of these groups, if they had access to the chemical weapons, Jordan and Than, they would use them. They do use them.
Well, and here's the thing. I think either way, there were chemical weapons used back in March, and the UN inspectors have not been able to confirm which side used that sarin gas. It was not as big of an attack. It wasn't as big of a use. It was used against armed force. It was in a fighting area. It was in Homs when that was all up, the uprising and fighting between streets. But there were chemical weapons used, and it's suspected that that could have been used by the Al-Qaeda group, because there are stockpiles, you can see on the map, they've put them up, of these weapons all over the place. So we've already got chemical weapons used going back in March, sarin gas. The Russians have released a 100-page report to the UN that the objective observers have said, listen, it is the Russians, they're allied with Syria, but there's far more evidence in their report about that March use or March or April use of sarin gas and blaming it on the rebels that makes it uncertain who used it. Then there is evidence from the U.S. that it was definitely the Assad right. regime who ordered the use of chemical weapons. So we have, going back to now the spring, the use of chemical weapons likely by the other side of this fighting.
And I would just say to that too, Jordan's exactly right, but Jay, there was a window of time where there was a credible argument to be made that we could have taken out those chemical weapons.
Sure.
That window is closed. All reports have said that they have moved those weapons, that they've taken them underground, and so the specific targeting of those weapons would likely not even be effective now, no matter who controls them. We don't know where they're at.
You know, it's interesting also, there's a lot of split on this. Bill Kristol just issued a piece saying where he said the only thing the United States can do is support the Syrian rebels. I have a lot of respect for Bill Kristol. I don't agree. I don't think we have the evidence to do this. I mean, we're trying to give you a very realistic assessment of where the situation is. And it's in flux, to say the least. We're taking more of your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have?
Let's play this soundbite. This is John. This week in the U.S. Senate in the Foreign Relations Committee. He also made sure that we put that Section 5 change of momentum on the battlefield language. And then he told an angry town hall and then local news yesterday. This is in Arizona. He went back to his district. a rough town hall because of the Syria stuff. Listen to what he says this. Now, this is a guy who voted for the resolution and who made it broader by saying we're going to change the momentum. Take a listen.
Fact is that Bashar Assad has massacred 100,000 people. The conflict is spreading. The king of Jordan cannot stand. Lebanon is evolving. Iraq has now become a haven for al-Qaeda, and the violence is greater than since 2008. And the Russians are all in, and the Iranians are all in. And it's an unfair fight. And no one wants American boots on the ground, nor will there be American boots on the ground, because there would be a impeachment of the president if they did that.
What does anybody believe there would be an impeachment of the president if they did that?
Well, certainly not, because Senator McCain, if his resolution is passed by Congress, the resolution he endorsed before making that statement
authorizes.
He couldn't impeach a president because he's authorized the president to put boots on the ground. So not only did he lie to his constituents, he may have a serious misunderstanding. And I'll give the senators, they've got chance here. They've got some time to go reread what they just authorized. Because what they authorized, and you look at how presidential authority is used, is a green light to boots on the ground. So even if you voted no on this, you couldn't impeach the president if Congress passes language even similar to what the Senate Foreign Relations Committee did.
So what's going to happen in the Senate? Do we know yet what's going to happen in the Senate?
I think a lot of it hinges on exactly what Jordan's talking about, whether or not senators understand what exactly they did. I mean, you heard John Kerry testify that the rebels in that execution video that where everybody's seeing on the internet would not be our allies. Jay, he's wrong. I mean, the language the Senate passed is very specific on at least one point. It says it will be the policy of the United States that we will act with our military to tip the momentum in favor of these al-Qaeda rebels. If senators understand that point, if they take the time to actually read what they passed, Jay, maybe we've got a shot. But the advantage we have in the House is we know that they're going to have the time to look at what the Senate did, and I think there's a great chance that that goes down in the House.
There is a lot of work to do on this, folks, and a lot of work to do on this front, and we want to encourage you to engage with us on this. I mean, the idea of U.S. boots on the ground, the U.S. military men and women on the ground in Syria between al-Qaeda and Assad, which is Iran and terror, you know, two terrorist regimes, it to me is incomprehensible. We want you to join with us in this fight. This is really critical that we hear from you. We've heard from almost 15,000 of you already, probably with phone calls over 15,000. If you do not support U.S. military engagement in Syria or boots on the ground in Syria, then you need to join us in this petition that we're going to start delivering Monday. It's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And let me ask you this quick, Jordan. Than just mentioned the House. We really have a chance in the House of Representatives to make an impact here.
Oh, absolutely right. If people raise their voices like they have been, and we have people like Senator McCain start making statements that contradict what they voted for, and the president now announcing he's got to address the American people on Tuesday night, what's he going to do, address the American people and say, you know what, I was right, I don't need congressional approval? We don't know at this point, folks. His aides are saying they don't think he will, doesn't intend to do this without your support. So if you want to raise your voice on this and are opposed to this, this is the day to do it. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Are you opposed to doing something that would aid al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda-backed rebels killing Christians in Syria? 877-989-2255. Call that number if you don't support it. That's 877-989-2255. And you can also go to ACLJ.org. And don't think for a minute that this resolution means no boots on the ground. Quite the opposite. ACLJ.org. Voice your opposition.
The American Center for Law and Justice is urging President Obama and Congress to prohibit using American weapons and American soldiers in any way that would advance the military interests of al-Qaeda or its jihadist allies in Syria. Add your name to this critical petition today. No U.S. support for al-Qaeda in Syria. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
We're I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, yeah. Ooh, yeah, with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're taking your phone calls. 800-684-3110. Complicated situation in Syria. We're trying to break it down for you. We're following it both legally, globally, politically. Skip Ash has been dispatched to the region, so we'll have reports coming from Israel next week. And, of course, the president's going to make a major speech on Tuesday. We'll be following that. And I think by Wednesday we'll be able to solidify a position. We are really analyzing this closely, folks. Obviously, right now we're clearly opposed to Al-Qaeda engagement on this, and they're heavily involved. So we're opposing that at ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition there, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. Jordan and Than are in our studios in Washington, D.C. I'm in our media headquarters. I'm going to be in Washington part of next week on a lot of these issues. Let's go right to the phone. So we've got a lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Jordan, who do we have next?
Sure. We've got Jeffrey in New York on line 4. Jeffrey, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good.
Yes, I called in because as far as Syria is concerned, bombing Israel and doing different things against the Christians, the United States have always been the only one when it comes to Hitler, Hussein, and even bin Laden. And I believe the president shouldn't need the approval of the Senate. I would have just... If I was president, I would have just did it because history has.
You know, it's interesting. Let me first hold it, hold it, Jeff. On the political, I'll let Jordan answer the subsequent question. But I want to ask you the question on procedurally. Does the president have the authority to do it? Probably, except he's now saying it's not an imminent threat to the United States. So he kind of undercut his own proposition there. I believe in a unitary executive. I believe the executive authority as commander-in-chief is broad. But he could kind of undercut that significantly by not only going to Congress, but also by this saying there's not an imminent threat to the United States. Jordan, you want to address the substantive part.
That's right. I mean, one, the president during his campaign, and I think this is the problem, Jeffrey, said that a president should not take this kind of military action. They asked him even about Iran and the nuclear program and said, nope, couldn't do it without congressional authorization. That's a nuclear weapons program. So he put himself in that hole. Then he said the red line comment. Then there was a case to be made. And listen, I'm not against that case, that immediately after those chemical weapons were used, I'm talking before we found out about it, Jeffrey, before the news was reporting it, but immediately the U.S., boom, then that's presidential authority.
Right.
When you wait, you have now passed through your Article 2 power of imminent threat, and you've crossed over into the Article 1 congressional power to declare war and to oversee the armed forces. Could he still do it now and make a constitutional argument? Probably, but certainly that would even, I think, outrage the public more and brings into question, again, if it was so imminent and such a danger, why did you go to Congress?
Let's play sound number 29. This is the President of the United States about that imminent threat.
I did not put this before Congress just as a political point or as symbolism. I put it before Congress because I could not honestly claim that the threat posed by Assad's use of chemical weapons on innocent civilians and women and children posed a imminent direct threat to the United States. In that situation, obviously, I don't worry about Congress. We do what we have to do to keep the American people safe.
So the president really undercut his own authority on this. I mean, and then that's why, very quickly here, the congressional action is he's mandated it, and it looks it's got an uphill battle right now for the president.
He's got a very big uphill battle. I mean, the situation has actually gotten worse for him, Jay, because the mission of the resolution that's going to come out of the Senate is so much different than what he sent to the Hill. Now he's got a whole other list of issues that he's got to deal with before he strikes.
14,619 of you have contacted us online alone just on one issue saying no U.S. support for Al-Qaeda, and that would be obviously the Syrian rebels right now, and certainly no boots on the ground. 14,619. If you've not yet responded, go to ACLJ.org. You can go ahead and add your name to that petition right there, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
The debate is intensifying over how America should react to the use of chemical weapons by Syria's Assad regime.
President Obama has decided to take U.S. military action and is now seeking congressional approval. In a country where the current regime is as dangerous as the radical Islamists who are seeking power, there's much debate about what military action, if any, the U.S. should take against Syria's Assad regime. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging President Obama and Congress to prohibit using American weapons and American soldiers in any way that would advance the military interests of al-Qaeda or its jihadist allies in Syria. Add your name to this critical petition today. No U.S. support for al-Qaeda in Syria. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
Hey, welcome back. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls. Obviously, Syria is the primary discussion point today. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones. A lot of people have been holding, a lot of calls coming in.
Yep, so we're going to go to people who have been holding the longest. Start like that. Joy in California, line 6, who's been holding on. Joy, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy.
Hey there. I was wondering if anyone was aware that WorldNet Daily has a full coverage story of the rebels admitting and taking responsibility for the chemical attacks in Damascus. And there you will see videotape of them actually lobbing these mortars into the city. Into the population.
Here's the problem with there's a lot of things flying on the internet. You had the picture yesterday. It was horrendous in the New York Times where those rebels had those Syrian soldiers and they shot them all in the back of the head. Well, certainly they're not complying with the Geneva Conventions, by the way, on how you treat prisoners of war. So that's number one. Number two, I don't think we know conclusively. I think this is a fair assessment. We don't know conclusively who used these chemical weapons. But here's what we do know conclusively, Joy. Either one of these groups, if they had the opportunity to use them, would. Assad has and may well have. Al-Qaeda has, and if they had the opportunity, would. So this is not something where this has never been, you know, this is outside the realm of reality. There's not a good side here. There's not the good versus evil, good guy versus bad guy. This is two Islamic regimes, one controlled by Iran, the other controlled by Al-Qaeda and groups that are like it. And this is not a win-win. There's not a good side here. And you got the Christians, unfortunately, in the middle of all of this. So, I mean, in my mind, that's really what the situation is. And that's how I view it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got a serious mess here. I'm going to post a blog later today explaining what I've been walking through and why Senator McCain was not being very truthful or just doesn't understand what he authorized through this Senate resolution. And so, I think we first focus on that, the actual language that's being proposed, because there's so many holes within it that doesn't correspond to what those who support it are saying. Is in it. So, and it's very clear. I mean, this is not stuff you have to be a expert or really that you could even debate. I mean, this is very clear that it would authorize the president to put boots on the ground, just not for combat purposes. That means choosing a side, but securing chemical weapons, by the way, you can. And it says the purpose of this authorization is just to keep chemical weapons away from terrorists. Can't do that through the air. Don't think we've got the robot capability to do that. That would take men, you know, it take people on the ground, U.S. armed forces, whether it's CIA or anyone else, it takes people on the ground. If you're opposed to this, folks, it's time to raise your voice now. The president's speaking Tuesday night. House and Senate return in full that day. This is the time to speak out. If you wait by the president's speech, and members of Congress, by the way, are moving their positions on this as we speak. Those who even support it are now opposing. So this is the time to call. Join our petition. No support to Al-Qaeda. No tipping the balance when the balance favors those rebels, rebels who are openly and admittingly via Reuters, again, a Reuters article, respected international news source, who are working with al-Nusra, which is proud to be affiliated with al-Qaeda, who attacked us on 9/11. If you support not doing this, if you say no to the president, if you say no to this Senate resolution, call now, 877-989-2255, or visit aclj.org and sign that petition today, because we are running out of time on this issue. Though they say this could take months, this could also be 3 days next week.
Yeah.
So call now, 877-989-2255, and visit aclj.org to sign the petition there as well.
Yeah, and also share this on Facebook, folks, and other social media as well. It's easy to do that. And if you want, go to ACLJ's Facebook. It's just Facebook, American Center for Law and Justice. Also, you can just link to it right off our website. All right, we got a lot of calls. Let's go right to them here. Who do we have next?
Yep, right back to the phones we go. People that have been holding on the longest, Alan in California, line 3. Alan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Alan.
Well, hello, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, you're on the air.
God bless you.
Thanks.
First time caller.
Great.
And God bless you, Jordan, and all the people there.
Thank you.
ACLJ.
Thanks.
I was wondering, I hear a lot of talk about this very volatile situation, but what is the real solution, in your opinion, and Jordan's?
Well, let me read something to you. That's a good question, Alan. Here's what Alon Pincus, former U.S. Consul General in New York, said. This is a playoff situation in which you need both teams to lose, but at least you don't want one to win. We'll settle for a tie. Let them both bleed, hemorrhage to death. That's the strategic thinking here. As long as it lingers, there's no real threat from Syria. And I think there's some horrible truth to that. I mean, it's true. This is a civil war between Muslim regimes, and why are we engaging this? I mean, that's the real question here, because we do not, as we've said previously, have a clear answer and a clear plan. And I think Alon Pincus' response is exactly correct.
Let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Art in Georgia has been holding on line 1. Art, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Art. You're on the air.
Greetings. Greetings from Bethel.
Oh, great. Happy New Year.
Happy Lachana Toba. What we're doing, I think, is we're being set up for Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, which speaks of the six angels sounding the trumpet, the shofar. And it speaks of the war that would take place at the river Euphrates, and that a third of the population of the planet would be killed. And we're being set up for World War III.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about a volatile situation, let me tell you something. This is volatile because you've got multiple political issues here. You've got the Iranians backing Assad. You've got the Russians backing Assad, and the Russians have a base on the coast of Syria, actually a submarine base. You've got Al-Qaeda, which is, you know, another terrorist regime in there as well. So this is a conflict that has huge, huge ramifications. And, I mean, there's all kind of scripture about what's going to happen. And this, if you read the Bible from cover to cover, here's the reality. This region of the world has always played a huge significance. A prophecy against Damascus in Isaiah 17:1. See, Damascus will no longer be a city, will become a heap of ruins. I mean, that's in the scripture, too. Called Damascus, by the way. So there's a lot at play here. I mean, both in the theological realm, in the political realm, in the legal realm. But you got to ask yourself, why are we engaging it? Why the United States engaging it right now? And Than, this is the question I want to ask politically. Where in the time frame, when does the House start engaging this issue?
As soon as they get back next week on Tuesday, Jay, I don't expect a vote on Tuesday, but they will move right to it. And you're exactly right. There are so many things we don't know about this. What we need the House to focus on is what we do know. And what we do know is if this resolution passes, not only will we engage, we won't engage in a neutral fashion. If this resolution passes, we will be telling the world that we are mobilizing our military on behalf of the rebel opposition. Those videos people are seeing online of execution, those will be our new allies if this resolution passes the House of Representatives.
Which is a really, to me, folks, frightening thought. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Margaret in New York on line 5. Margo in New York on line 5. Margo, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Margo.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for your work.
Sure.
It's very encouraging to me because I want to fight myself. And I wanted to say that all this chaos that Obama has created, I mean, first of all, I agree with everything you're saying, but also I think he creates a lot of chaos to take the attention off of him. And they were getting pretty close to him and the IRS scandal. So I think that part of this is just him.
You're talking about whether it's pure politics or not. Well, I'll tell you, the IRS scandal's not going away. I mean, it's obviously not in the news right now, though Jordan's participating in a big conference on it next week in Washington. But there's going to be a huge rally. And, Jordan, you got a lot of participation there. Whether it'll break through the news cycle, that's a different story. The scandal doesn't go away just because it's not in the news.
No, the IRS scandal doesn't go away. The debt ceiling doesn't go away. The budget doesn't go away. Funding Obamacare doesn't go away. The possibility of a government shutdown doesn't go away. The president may think that by this topic he'll dominate the news. That's true, but that doesn't mean that a budget will get passed. That doesn't mean that Obamacare will be funded. That doesn't mean that the Senate will come to some agreement, especially now with all of this disagreement on Syria. Again, he may think that this would be an issue that everybody will rally behind and say, hey, well, now we got to have a budget. We got to support the military. But why believe this from a president who appointed Chuck Hagel to be Secretary of Defense to, quote, take a hammer to the U.S. Armed Forces and significantly downsize them? And now they want to authorize more military action. This is a president who's really got his finger close to the trigger, who ran as, you know, won the Nobel Peace Prize while basically crucifying former President George W. Bush for his efforts to defend America after we were attacked on 9/11. And to date, I can't think of a Syrian attack on the United States.
Well, this tells you the nature and the scope of what is going on here, folks. And it's a tragic situation and something we are fighting against. But again, your help is necessary. Go to ACLJ.org if you don't want U.S. troops engaged in this. ACLJ.org. Over 14,700 people have signed on, and we're very close to 15,000 signatures. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Actually, just crossed 15,000. So 15,010 signatures. Plus phone calls, we're probably close to 18 or 20,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
The debate is intensifying over how America should react to the use of chemical weapons by Syria's Assad regime. President Obama has decided to take U.S. military action and is now seeking congressional approval. In a country where the current regime is as dangerous as the radical Islamists who are seeking power, there's much debate about what military action, if any, the U.S. should take against Syria's Assad regime. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging President Obama and Congress to prohibit using American weapons and American soldiers in any way that would advance the military interests of Al-Qaeda or its jihadist allies in Syria. Add your name to this critical petition today. No U.S. support for Al-Qaeda in Syria. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Nothing to say, nothing to see, nothing to do. If you would give me
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's the band here at JSEC Live doing that bumper music for you. We've got a lot of calls. We're going right to them. 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, who's next?
Let's go right back to the phones. We've got Joseph calling in. Joseph's calling from Pennsylvania Line 2. Joseph, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi, thank you. Jay, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Jay, I am pastor from Syria. Actually, we met when you were with Michael Youssef back in Maryland.
Okay, very good. Yes.
Yes, sir. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, team. You guys are doing a great, great job. This situation in Syria, because it's my home country.
Yep.
Touching to me, and really I'm so sick and tired of the lies. Now we just heard that McCain saying that Bashar al-Assad killed 100,000 people. Well, those people that have been supporting the rebels and the terrorists, they are being the number one killers in Syria.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're going right now to support them again. Just a quick story. Right now, while we're talking, a city in Syria called Maalula. This is the oldest continuous Christian city in the world that still speak the Aramaic. Just yesterday, the rebels, the Al-Qaeda troop, went into that city and they killed soldiers. And then they went to the top of the city to a hotel and they start shelling. They went to the churches. These churches are icons, Jay.
Right.
Churches has been for centuries there, from the first centuries. They ventilated the churches. They broke the cross. And they are killing the Christians in that town right now. And that's what our president, and that's what Mr. McCain, that's what Mr. Kerry want to do. They want to go and topple the regime so more people of Al-Qaeda and their sisters will kill more Christians. I pastored in Syria for 9 years, Jay. And I'm sorry, I'm emotional because this...
Let me say one thing first, Joseph. I want to go right back to you. I want to talk about your experience pastoring in Syria. But let me tell you this. The Al-Qaeda troops in that town have now been removed, and the rebels are saying that's because they held them back, and the Assad regime is saying, no, we came in, and we had combat with them. And the video shows that they actually had combat between the Al-Qaeda troops and the Assad regime. So you have that situation. There's a little bit of good news there for these Christian villages. I'm afraid, Joseph, it's the same mistake we made when President Obama backed Morsi. I mean, we're backing the Muslim Brotherhood. What do? They go after the churches. But you've had experience there with the churches. Go ahead. I want you to finish your statement.
Yes, sir. At more than 50 churches, and I have them documented here. I have pictures for all of them, have been burned and been bombed by the Al-Qaeda troops. And then Mr. McCain says, you know, I am not justifying, please. I'm not justifying the wrong that the government have done or Bashar. But when I look at it, and honestly, Bashar has been protecting us, the Christians, been protecting the minority. This 100,000 people have been killed since we started going and supporting those rebels, those terrorists, those jihadists that coming from all over the world, more than 50,000 jihadists coming from all different type of part of the world and countries to fight against us, the Christians, and a country to somewhat was secular. I was in Syria for 9 years. I never were persecuted. I could open church at any place. We had such a freedom as a Christian. At this time, when I talk to the church people, they're all scared. I have so many of our church people have been killed by the terrorists, by Al-Qaeda.
Now, let me jump in right here for a second, Joseph. I want to keep talking to you. Jordan, you have been dealing with, I know, in Egypt with the Coptic Christian community. We've been very involved there. Same exact kind of concern when Morsi was in with the Muslim Brotherhood. So what's happening is if you look at this from the lens of the Christians in Syria, obviously Assad is not an angel, but as Joseph's saying, we'll get back to Joseph in a moment, he's been more protective than certainly Al-Qaeda is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, this is what we saw under Mubarak, was that though the Christians were, I'd say, restrained in their ability to freely and openly exercise their faith by, you know, continuing church construction. This is the Coptic churches, and they faced a lot of harassment. They even had to get presidential sign-off to make changes like plumbing changes to the church. Eventually, Mubarak gave that power over to the governors. Governors then were afraid to authorize even the plumbing changes so that they could be in, you know, compliance with regular codes, because a lot of times these governments use that to shut down churches, say, well, you're not compliant with the building code, and you didn't get the necessary approval. But then the governors were afraid if they approved it in many of these regions that the terrorists within, and like the Muslim Brotherhood, would come after them.
Right.
So Mubarak was not willing to go as far to protect their full rights, but certainly wasn't actively trying to demolish, destroy, and eliminate, or even use the word eradicate, the Christian community. Al-Qaeda sees Christians as the Nazis saw the Jews. Except for even one difference here. I mean, you're talking about a movement that's not just limited to a country.
Right.
You're talking about a movement that is worldwide. And so these forces, these rebel forces that are battling each other, the one thing they'll both agree on is killing Christians. So I do, though I respect the opinion, obviously, of Joseph, I'd also be very concerned about how closely Assad is working with Hezbollah, because we've seen how they've treated the Christians in Lebanon.
Well, and Joseph, this is the question we want to ask you, since you're from Syria and you've ministered in the region. The Christians in the region, what are they saying to you? What are you hearing from your friends and family back there now?
I am almost on day-to-day based connection with them. They are all of them praying that God will not allow America to hit Syria, number one. Number two, they are against the rebels and this uprising and Al-Qaeda, because I could tell you about 10 people from the church that I pastored that have been killed by these rebels, that our president now wants to go and stand with them. And the thing is, Jay, from the beginning of the uprising, they were able to maneuver, and they were able to fabricate stories and lies, just like I believe what they're doing right now. I mean, that's how they did it. Working with a station in Qatar, Al Jazeera, another station in Saudi Arabia, Al Arabiya, they will fabricate lies. They will go and kill the innocent people. I mean, just a story that happened five minutes from my house where I lived in Homs, Syria. I lived there for 9 years. A boy, his name Seri Saoud, 9 years of age, the terrorist, Al-Qaeda, killed him. They dragged him and photocopied him right away with all the video technicians that they have. We supported them with. They send it to Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera says, this is what the army is doing. And now, big thing, it's killing the children. Finally, they gave the son to the mother to go and bury him. And the mother, she came and she said, there was no army. What was there was the terrorists. Yeah. And this is just one of 100 stories, without exaggeration. This is one of 100 stories. They used to have people give
them
money.
Let me do this. We're running out of time. We're ending the broadcast in 40 seconds. You hang on the line here. We want to get some information for you so we can talk to you again later in the week on the broadcast, or next week as we do this. Folks, you're hearing from political experts, legal experts, and there's people from the region. Skip Ash is on the way there right now, so we're going to be working on this. Again, ACLJ.org if you want to sign the petition. Over 15,000 of you have. Or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share and like us on Facebook. Have a good weekend.
The American Center for Law and Justice is urging President Obama and Congress to prohibit using American weapons and American soldiers in any way that would advance the military interests of Al-Qaeda or its jihadist allies in Syria. Add your name to this critical petition today. No U.S. support for Al-Qaeda in Syria. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.